Welcome to GovInnovator. I'm Andy Feldman. The topic today is lessons in managing social services from New York City's VendorStat initiative. Our guest is Swati Desai, a former senior executive at New York City's Human Resources Administration. Here's a clip.
Remember, performance-based contract, one of the arguments is made, is the strategy and program development is a black box. You do not know ahead of time what they know. So one of the purposes of the VendorStat meeting was to know, what are they doing? And that allowed us also to understand whether that's working or not working.
In public management, a frequently cited goal is giving more flexibility to providers of public services in return for more accountability in terms of outcomes. Yet that goal is often elusive. In other words, we don't have a lot of good examples from government contracting of giving more flexibility combined with more accountability for results. New York City offers one such example. Starting in the 2000s, welfare-to-work services in the city were provided under pay-for-performance contracts between the city and nonprofits and for-profits, which had a great deal of flexibility in terms of the approaches that they could use to help welfare recipients get and keep jobs. At the same time, the performance of those providers was monitored very closely by the city through its VendorStat system, and payments to contractors were based on whether clients became employed and stayed employed. To learn more about VendorStat, we're joined by Swati Desai, a former executive deputy commissioner at New York City's welfare department, known as the Human Resources Administration, or HRA. She helped develop the department's performance management system. Today, she's a senior fellow at the Rockefeller Institute of Government at the State University of New York. Swati, welcome.
Thanks, Andy.
Start us off by giving us an overview of VendorStat, which is the city's strategy for monitoring and improving results among these social service contractors.
VendorStat is the system that was based on the CompStat, which really was developed using what the goals of the agencies were, which was the goals of the contract, retention and placement. And then there were process indicators included in that, so that we knew how long somebody stayed in the system, how long somebody stayed with the contractor. We knew how long it took them to get the placement. We knew who couldn't get the placement. And the second component of the VendorStat was a monthly meeting. We met with two vendors every week, and each vendor then came roughly, depending on number of vendors, roughly at every 6 weeks. We went through their performance in detail and recommended strategies and also talked about what worked and what didn't work. Remember, performance-based contract, one of the arguments is made is the strategy and program development is a black box. You do not know ahead of time what they know. So one of the purposes of the VendorStat meeting was to know, what are they doing? And that allowed us also to understand whether that's working or not working. And the VendorStat report is a report that's prepared every month, which has a comparison to other sites of the same vendor, and it has a comparison to other vendors. So inherently, there is a competition. And so the vendor knows where it stands compared to others. And of course, they are ranked. So nobody wants to be the last in the ranking. So you really want to move up, and it helps us to give them suggestions about the strategies.
Swati, I'd like to give our listeners a heads up about two important aspects of New York City's system as context before we go on. One is that the city was in charge of intake to determine eligibility. So that wasn't in the hands of the contractors to decide whom to serve. That helped reduce the risk of so-called creaming, meaning contractors focusing on only the most employable clients. The second aspect to note is that there was random assignment of clients to these different vendors within boroughs. So that allowed for a fairer comparison of performance across these providers, since they were each receiving a somewhat even distribution of clients in terms of easier to serve or harder to serve clients. With that background, Swati, tell us about the general flow of VendorStat meetings.
General flow would be, it depends on what the report looked like. Suppose they were number one and they went down to number three. So the question is, what happened? From there, you go on, look at number of their indicators to see what's going on and why the numbers look the way they look. And it would have a two parts. If they went up from one level to other, they will get commended and would be looked as what are they doing that's helping them. And at the same time, we will also ask if they had any questions for us. That would be the general exchange. And I think in the beginning, vendors had a difficult time with this. They weren't used to this. But at the end, my discussion with the vendor manager is they said that we like it because it's not like we have to go fight with HRA that you didn't count this placement and that placement. Vendors had allowed us to, what you saw is what they saw.
There was transparency of results, in other words.
Exactly.
Swati, one aspect of the meetings was a close examination of a set of case files chosen by HRA in order to look at some real-life examples of how the vendor was serving clients. How were those case files chosen?
They were random within a group. So there was one chosen randomly who just got recently employed, one chosen randomly who had a good retention, one chosen randomly who had been with them for a long time. So, you know, that allowed us to really look at the vendor strategy. Once again, one of the purpose of the management report and vendor strategy in particular is to understand that black box, what's happening in the program. Otherwise, you would not know, and you would only find out if program is not succeeding only at the end. This allowed us to really continue to follow the program and make suggestions.
And it seemed like, Swati, that these vendors took this process, took vendor stats seriously. Why did they do that? What was the incentive from their point of view?
I think one thing for them to have an access to commissioner is a big deal. So once they know that at a very high level their contracts is viewed, they want to be there. And secondly, they knew that vendor stat performance will be counted towards next time's renewal.
That makes sense. I should say that I'm speaking in past tense because we're focusing on the time when you were there, which was a few years ago, but VendorStat continues today. So tell us, who's in the room for these meetings?
The VendorStat has top managers. It may include commissioner. If not, there is a first executive deputy commissioner, the head of the employment program. My office, which was in charge of data analysis, research and performance management, and we developed the employment contract. Of the program side, people who were in charge of those particular contracts and the contract manager on the HRA side. On the vendor side, some of the vendor meetings, you had a presidents, but you definitely have a people in charge of the contract. And they would also bring some of their site directors as well as the case managers who could explain what's going on with the case.
And can you give some examples, Swati, about the impact that VendorStat had relative to if you didn't have that kind of performance management system?
I think the thing that I really want to focus on in VendorStat, that it's not just the management tool, but it allows you to develop policies. So for the first iteration of the contract, we found that considerably higher amount of money was paid on placement and very little paid on retention. And so when it came a time to renew the contract, we could not make major changes in the contractual agreements, but we could change the milestones. And we started to pay more towards retention and less towards placement. And placement remained constant and retention jumped up.
But do you need the vendor stat meetings to see that there's better results on placement than retention?
But if you don't do it on a regular basis, it will be hard to calculate that. And, you know, as a result, the new contract you develop, your contractors will not argue against you because they've seen these numbers.
In addition to the vendor stat meetings, there are also separate meetings between HRA and the management of these contractors to talk in greater detail following up on the vendor stat meetings. This may seem like an inside baseball detail, but it gives our listeners a sense of the degree to which vendor performance was being closely monitored by HRA. Swati, give us a quick overview, if you would, about these separate follow-up meetings.
Those meetings was where they were able to discuss some of these strategies with vendor, but they went into much more detail. So some of the issues could have come in a vendor stat that they would discuss at length, and some of the issues they would talk more across the vendors. Sometimes two or three vendors in the same borough will be in the meeting. Sometimes it'll be all vendors together.
It was a chance to go more in depth.
Right. Because in a 1 hour every month, you're not going to get into the weeds.
Put all this together, and am I right, this was definitely not a system where vendors did their thing, and at the end of the contract, you looked at the results. This was intrusive, and I don't mean that in a negative way, proactive, close monitoring of a range of performance indicators and site visits to not only monitor performance, but also try and identify what's working and what's not.
That's right. That's right. And it was really important that on the one hand, you create that flexibility, there had to be accountability in return. And without really monitoring, you may or may not have received that. And accountability, competition, transparency are really important, whether you do performance-based or not, to manage any program. If you don't measure, you can't manage.
My thanks to Dr. Swati Desai for sharing her insights about this important example of promoting flexibility and accountability in social services, which in the end is about helping those in society who most need a helping hand. Thanks for being with us, Swati.
Thank you, Andy.